Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from the past. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that Brian Babylon first shared on the podcast in October of 2011. Here's Brian now with a story we call Death Juice on the Rocks.
This is like a January day, like in Chicago. It's probably like 1998. And I had a real live job at where I had to like dress nice. So I had got a whole bunch of Banana Republic clothes and fitted shirts and a belt and some shoes that match, you know, like grown folk clothes. And I had it all laid out. And I had like a big meeting. I worked at a BET in the sales office in Prudential Building. So I was like doing real grown folk things. I got some new glasses. I was nice. So get a phone call from my father. He's like, hey, meet me over Aunt Seal's house. And in my spidey senses was thinking like, oh shit, it ain't Thanksgiving or Christmas. Why the fuck we going over Aunt Seal's house? So like, all right. So clearly in my back of the mind, I'm like, I think she's dead, but whatever. Whatever. So I'm driving, I get there, and it's on the west side in Auburn Gresham area, and it's freezing. It's like, you know how those like bone chilling, like, you know, you got to do like pliés to get your balls unfroze from your thighs, you know, it's that cold. So I go inside the house and like, I go, she has one of those like two story buildings. I go inside there and like the doors open and I walk in and everything's the same. The front room is like plastic it all up. You know, one of them old school plastic cribs with the like TV that weigh 2 tons, you know, everything how it's been since the 70s. So I walk in and it's freezing inside. And I see Aunt Seal sitting in her chair, her phone chair. You know how old people back in the day had their phone chair. You know, the chair that they made the phone calls in. You know, and she had one of those phones that will like will kill you. If you know, will be a murder weapon. You know, like it weighed as heavy as fuck. It had her phone number from like the 50s, which was like KL, like letters. It was like KL57. You know, it was like. So it had that on there. So she's sitting in that chair and she's like in a nightgown and she dead as hell. She dead. But it's cool. She's like 90. She was like 82. I mean, come on. She been kicking it. She good. You know, she did her thing. So I walk in and I'm like, you know, and you get that sort of like reverent, you know, immediate reverence. Like, you know, like, dang. Okay. You know, and I know what to do and shit. So my father's like, he's like usually a cool guy, but I see he's kind of off a little bit. And this is when you not kind of need your daddy to be your daddy. Like, come on, man, what are we going to do? So he's walking around. He's like, okay, man, help me get her up. So instantly I'm like, what the fuck? In my mind, I'm like, what you mean get her up? And this is like in the back in my mind. Like, you know, I didn't say like, what you mean get her up? So we actually got a building in Bronzeville that we've been doing a lot of rehab in at the time. So we had been doing these father-son drywall lifting duties together. So he got in like handyman mode. He's like, okay, you get that in and I'm going to get this in. And then we're talking about a rigor mortis body at this point. You know what I'm saying? Not a slab of drywall. So I'm like, shit, okay. In the back of my mind, I was like, why are we doing this? I mean, like, ain't we supposed to make a phone call first before you... This could be a murder. Why are we, you know, we don't know. So whatever. So we kind of get like a shoulder blade and like, he's not really thinking through how to get this body up. So I'm like, all right, man, I get this, you know, and I'm not really holding shit. So he's like lifting his end strong. I'm like, well, hold on. I ain't got mine yet. So I get my end and this is what another spidey sense. I start hearing like, I'm gonna tell you, it sounds just like, if you have a vase, a row of roses, and then the water that you have in a rose vase or whatever, I heard that like somebody was swishing it around. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So we lift the body up, and he's lifting all strong, and straight out of her, this area shot like all the innards. I guess it was all on my new Banana Republic clothes, in my shoes. It was freezing. So instantly, I like, man, fuck this, Daddy. What the fuck is going on, man? Straight up, Daddy. What the fuck, man? We supposed to call somebody. So I didn't mean to curse at my dad like that, but I snapped. Like, what the fuck, man? So that was horrible. So I think he came too. I like, aren't we supposed to make a phone call? I mean, I think we're supposed to call somebody first. He's like, okay, you're right. So we called the city people, you know, and they came. So I had to go home and change into a new outfit. I was still looking cute, but I couldn't shower off that. I felt like that shit was on my leg for like 2 weeks. My leg had never been the same for like years after that. So that's the story of the Def Juice on the Rocks, man. Thank you very much.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.